Sean Patrick Maloney is the Democrat of New York's 18th District in office since 2013. The lightning round. We've been on for two days before, so I have a lot of stuff to make up for. My producer, Ian Pickus, is looking at me and saying, you better get something done here. So so here we are. Cynthia Nixon, who came in and talked to me the other day, we had a very pleasant conversation. She's running for governor. She says she's a progressive and Cuomo isn't, but you have different feelings.
Look, I come on your show all the time, and
yes,
I think I sound pretty bipartisan, and I think I sound like a guy that represents a district that voted for Donald Trump. I'm a pretty reasonable guy, but I'm going to sound like a Democrat right now. So talking as a Democrat, particularly in a political question like that, I don't have time for Cynthia Nixon's circular firing squad nonsense. The issue is putting a leash around Donald Trump. Andrew Cuomo was going to spend the next 6 months helping me beat Trump's henchmen in the House of Representatives, taking back control of the House, and pumping the brakes on this guy. Instead, he's going to be having this holier-than-thou conversation with an actress who has no record to match the governor's. And what am I talking about? The governor has enacted a $15 minimum wage, 12 weeks of paid family leave, a ban on fracking. He passed marriage equality through a Republican Senate in 2011 when that was thought to be impossible. He has passed the most sweeping gun safety legislation in the country, paid a big price for it after Sandy Hook. He's enacted the beginnings of free college for working and middle class families here in New York. I mean, that is an extraordinary record. He has raised the age in terms of juveniles in our criminal justice system. He's just made it easier for tens of thousands of parolees to come back into the political system and participate as voters. He has an extraordinary progressive record. So I got it. There's a feud going on with the mayor. I got it. There's some special interests who are lobbying for more education funding. But this is a governor who has increased it by 30% in his time in office, K through 12. We spend $25 billion a year annually on public education, more per pupil than I think any other state except maybe one. I mean, what are we talking about? And so all due respect to Cynthia Nixon, it's a free country. She wants to run. She can run. God bless her. I want to stop Donald Trump this year, or at least put the brakes on his crazier stuff. And that's where my focus is, and I hope that's where most Democrats are focused, because that's where the fight is.
So why don't you say what you really think?
Yeah, well, that's what I really think. And by the way, on a personal level, you know, Andrew Cuomo getting marriage equality passed in 2011 prompted the Obama administration to catch up. And it was a remarkable achievement, and he did it because he knows how to get things done. And had he not done that, I would not be married. I waited 22 years to be able to get legally married to the guy I've been with for 26 years. And I remember that. And I think people who say they care about progressive results, not just giving a speech or going to some rally, but getting something done, you know, not clicking and sharing, watching Rachel Maddow is not the same as passing something through a Republican-controlled Senate, and he did that, and I'm not going to just forget it because it's fashionable now to rake him over the coals for where he's imperfect. Is he imperfect like all of us? Of course, but I want to focus where the fight is, and to me, that is bringing some common sense back to Washington, put a leash around this president, demand some accountability, and the best way to do that is to win the House of Representatives. And I don't want to have Democrats having some circular firing squad in New York.
Let me ask you, moving on to the Mueller investigation, very quiet, there's North Korea going on, there's a lot of stuff happening. What are you hearing, anything?
On North Korea?
On Mueller.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you said North Korea. On Mueller, look, I think that, you know, the number one thing is to let Mueller do his job, and this is a lifelong Republican who's a war hero and has an incredible record of public service. He's got 22 indictments, 13 Russians, by the way, 5 guilty pleas, 100 felonies put forth in pleadings in less than a year. That's a pretty good pile of work. And I think he's going to wrap this thing up in a few months. I don't think he's going to go on and on and on. I think we should let him finish. And if he tells us Donald Trump broke the law or committed high crimes and misdemeanors, you know, Donald Trump's got to go. That's the rule of law. If he says he did not, then we should all move on and go back to having an election and having a debate in the Congress and everything else. But let's just go with Bob Mueller. That's my advice.
Now let's go to Korea.
There you go.
Does
I was just a little ahead, Alan. I wasn't wrong. Just a little early.
No, you were never wrong. Does Trump get credit if he can pull this off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Democrats should not be stingy in that credit. But as much credit as I give the president for forcing them to the table and putting pressure on them, and he has through really remarkably better sanctions, coordination with the Chinese, and I think, frankly, scaring the daylights out of all of us, including the North Koreans, with what he might do, we are now at the point where the real work begins. And I think it is unfortunately very possible that Kim Jong-un intends to rope-a-dope us for a while and the South Koreans while he perfects his ICBM reentry vehicles and his thermonuclear weapons. He's really already there on both the warheads and the delivery systems. And so I find it very hard to believe that he is going to give all that up. You know, the United States obviously should be very focused on the ICBM capability, which can bring that extraordinary destructive power to our own shores. Obviously, however, we've got tens of thousands of people in the region, based with our allies in South Korea and Japan, principally. It's a very, very dangerous situation. I traveled to the region twice in the last 12 months to understand it. I can tell you, we have real work cut out for us to denuclearize the North, which we must still do. But I would not mistake what has happened up to now for a success. It is encouraging, and I give the president credit, but the real work begins right now.
Let's go to Mike Pompeo as the new Secretary of State. Good move?
Well, time will tell. I know Mike from the House of Representatives. We served together on the West Point board. He's a West Point grad. He's a very capable guy. He's very, very smart. He's very conservative. I think he used his position at the CIA to very deftly develop a close relationship with the president. I hope that works while he's at the State Department and is put in the service of what the State Department does, because that's been the problem up to now. Tillerson never had this relationship with the president. The State Department's been hollowed out. It has not been used as one of the key tools of American power and diplomacy. So I'm hoping Pompeo can do that. I do worry that when you put him together with the new National Security Advisor, John Bolton, that they may play into the president's worst instincts, not his best. And I'm concerned that the voices of reason and thoughtfulness and who understand the entire post-World War II order, voices that, like General McMaster or General Mattis or even General Kelly in most cases, that they may be marginalized. So it's a very delicate time, but I'm glad we got a Secretary of State going into this thing with North Korea. And I'm hoping that he maintains his relationship with the president and uses that to create an effective State Department. We need one.
Always wonderful to talk to our friend Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's beautiful, I'll say it again, 18th District. So, Sean,
thanks,
we'll see you on the next round.
Thank you, sir.